The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and we're joined this morning with
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, buddy.
That first hour flew by.
It did, didn't it?
My goodness.
Many of you might recognize Chris. Chris was our producer for how many years?
I lost count. I've been, you know, because yesterday when we were with your friends,
yeah,
I was trying to put the various times together. I want to say, what, maybe 10 years?
All together?
Total?
I would imagine.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, Aaron was your successor and has stepped in and filled your shoes almost to the toe.
No, Aaron, I've known Aaron for a while, and he's doing a great job.
Aaron, you are doing a great job. We want to compliment you publicly on doing the work that you do.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
All right.
Here you go. Our number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and that is to get you into the muzzleloader contest for a CVA muzzleloader, Optima V2 camo stock nitride barrel scope mount, not a scope, but scope mounts there. The gun retails for about $450. We're giving three of them away this year, courtesy of the fine folks at CVA. They've been touting the CVA Optima V2 in their email updates. So the last three have all been about the Optima V2. And it's a very nice gun. I had one. Mm-hmm. Took a couple deer with it. Shot my bear my second bear in New Brunswick with it. So I'm very happy.
And both of my deer I've taken with a wolf, a CVA wolf.
Yep, that's
so
right.
You took one
with a 30-06.
Okay, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, the one yesterday was a CVA Wolf.
CVA.
Yeah.
All right.
CVA Wolf's a nice gun.
It is.
Always been. You know,
it does the job.
You know, well, it's interesting. We have two Sika deer in the record book that were taken, but with the same Wolf gun, father and son.
Okay.
Okay. Both of those deer were taken in Stag Alley on the one farm. Which is two cuts. There's basically some islands in the middle of these two cuts in the waterway down there, and from one end to the other of the right hand side is 220 yards.
Wow.
A stag came out, this is several years ago, the son had the CVA Wolf with
mm-hmm.
scope.
Mm-hmm.
The stag went across the cut.
Okay.
He shot and it dropped at about 190 yards. With a CVA Wolf.
They're good little guns.
Nice little
guns. They get the job done.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And you were using a power belt bullet, I believe.
Yes, I was. 295 grain copper clad hollow point.
Woo, that'll do the trick. Yeah, that'll do the trick. I was using the arrow tip 300 grain yesterday. I shot that deer yesterday at about, I want to say, 90 yards, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that power belt did a great job.
It certainly did.
Yeah, we checked out
the entrance and the exit.
Straight through.
Straight through.
And very happy with the shot, very happy with the results, same way with yours. And so the CVA products are just
phenomenal.
Top end, as far as I'm concerned. And I have a good working relationship with them. So I'll be contacting them and telling them that we touted their guns on the air, and we had the witnesses and the successful hunters, mm-hmm. and our listeners can win one.
That's right.
Not only this month, but next month.
Yeah.
And we might even have another surprise coming up after next month.
Got to keep listening. Stay tuned.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. So I like the early muzzleloader season, and I've shot a lot of muzzleloaders. I've owned a lot of them. Remington, I've owned Thompson Center. I've settled on CVA. Now, the traditional muzzleloaders, I have a custom gun built by Getz Barrel Company back in the early 80s. Took a sick of deer with that last year, a hind. Patched round ball, 2F black powder. I've got that all cleaned up, loaded up again for the traditional season coming up in February. I'm looking forward to that. But I took the Scout pistol.
Yes, that's right.
I have
the CVA Scout.
The CVA Scout pistol, handgun, 50 caliber. I loaded that up with 70 grains of 209, Blackhorn 209. And I'm using a 250 grain arrow tip power belt on that. But when I shot it in, I have more bullets I bought over the past 30 years than you can imagine. I shot it with the lead hollow point.
Okay.
Power belt. I shot it with the copper point, the one with the green tip.
Yeah.
Shot those. I shot another brand that I didn't care for that much, so I won't name them. But I've settled on the power belt now for the power belt.
Yeah. How tight were your groups?
They were good. I shot at least two shots through the same hole.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using a Coughlin rest. You know, and rest in the handgun.
Sure.
And I've got some kind of Sun something red dot scope on it, which I liked. And I had it with me in the stand last night, and I thought, you know, I could take a shot at 60 yards, but the deer's facing me, and there's a lot of weeds in the way, and that was as close as they got, and I just didn't feel comfortable with that.
But, too far.
Yeah, but I mean, those five that came out and then were joined later, they were takeable, but they were does, and I was more or less looking for the buck. Yeah. So.
Well, you got your buck.
You know what else we saw last night?
What else did? Oh yes, that's right.
We did. What did we see?
We saw the comet.
Yep.
We were driving out of the field. The buck was all set to go. Alan's driving. I'm sitting there in the passenger seat, and Tyler is in the back. And what is it?
He said, "I see a shooting star."
Yeah, and Alan and I looked at it and said, "Nope, that's the comet."
I can't say the name of it.
I can't think of it either. But it's one we won't see again.
Yeah, 80,000 years.
Yeah,
or something
like
that.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's quite a sight to see. The way I understand it, you look to the west right after sunset, mm-hmm. and it was right after sunset. It was dark. It was clear dark. But it did not, I mean, it wasn't like it streaked all the way across the sky and you watch it go. It just, maybe what, 10 seconds?
Yeah, something like that.
And it was gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was gone. So, very cool. Very cool to watch that. So.
And you have to get someplace where you don't have light pollution. And where we were, there was no external light.
I think maybe the light on the farmhouse.
I was about to see that and the moon.
Yeah, that and
that
moon.
Was it.
Yeah, so the moon was pretty. Moon's been pretty. So
yeah.
Anyway, both just if you're just joining us, Chris was successful on Thursday morning with a nice 4-point buck in Queen Anne's County. Made a good shot on it, and we hunted the rest of the rest of Thursday there and Friday morning without seeing another deer.
No.
And we know they're there.
Yep, exactly, because they're on the camera. But, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
I'm sorry. It's not
we're not going to be there.
No.
But we'll probably hit that up for this evening. We still have that big matriarch doe to get out, and her name is Karen, just so you know. But we Chris did not see a deer in Cecil County last night. I was the one that had the Kevorka. Anyway. And wound up seeing six does, and I wish I would have noticed, because there's a big dark chocolate-colored doe there, which I think was the six doe.
Okay.
And I didn't notice it, but she has a double throat patch.
Now, for those of us who don't know what a double throat patch is,
okay, Do you see that deer right there?
Yes.
On the top on the fireplace
there? Yes. Uh huh.
Right above the EX35.
the fireplace.
Yeah.
Billy's backyard.
Yeah, backyard. That buck has a single throat patch. You see under his chin that white patch?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. A double throat patch means there's a break there behind that and another white streak across the neck.
Okay.
And that's a unique, I think, inherited thing, but they're gorgeous animals with a double throat patch.
I can imagine that would be very cool to
see. Yeah, and a dark skin like that.
Uh-huh.
That'd be...
It pops.
Yeah, it does. It pops. And you heard the story three times about the buck that's above the fireplace.
Yes. But I can hear it for a throat thought.
No, we're good. That's Steve from Cecil County. God rest his soul. We stopped at my old stomping ground and talked to the family there yesterday, a place I've hunted in Cecil County since the early 90s. And that buck was a big part of that story. So there's another one in the living room that you didn't see that's a 10-point from there, taken with a muzzleloader.
Okay.
There's antlers in storage. I told you the story of the biggest deer I ever shot right there in the Laurel Patch, 196 pounds field dressed from that farm.
Mm-hmm.
First one with a muzzleloader was a 6-point, two on one side, four on the other. There were a couple more 8-points. All muzzleloader kills for the most part.
There you go.
A couple firearms killed, but that one was firearms. That was a 270. So, but yeah, and we stopped to see those folks and had a good fellowship.
I had a good chat.
Yep, we sure did. So yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And okay, Robin. All right. Thank you for the update. We appreciate that. Robin is up communicating via text and,
another part of the house.
Another part of the house. She's doing good. Yep. So Chris has been dropping in on her and checking on her throughout his visit here. So they're good buddies.
Yes.
So they really are.
Good old Robin.
Good old Robin. Yep.
Sparky.
Okay. Yep, Sparky. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do.
Do you have somebody?
No.
No.
No. Nobody wants to win a muzzleloader next weekend, I guess, so that's okay. But I have to ask, like I do just about every week, in your home, in a room, do you have a fireplace, a beautiful fireplace that you just don't use? It's not convenient. I don't like hauling the wood. I don't like the smoke if I forget to open the damper. I hate starting a fire with those little sticks of wood or a newspaper crumpling it up. And, you know, it doesn't last.
Clean the ash.
Doesn't last long, and I have to keep putting wet. Well, you know what? We had that whole situation here. I think the fireplace back here was not with me, but during the time that Robin has lived here was started once or twice. Well, we have that situation. When we fixed all that, that hole in the wall that sucks all the heat out of the room, we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I purchased a gas insert called an Enviro EX35. It works with a remote control. It does. And we can set the remote control, have it come on automatically when the room drops in temperature. It comes on and raises it up to temperature and then goes off. It is very nice. We love our gas fireplace insert.
And it's very efficient.
Very efficient. Hearth America Backyard Billy's did the installation from the chimney to the hearth. They did all that. They had the guy come in and do the
stonework.
The stonework, the mantle, the hearth, the whole deal. It's a gorgeous thing. Really is. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries, and they follow up, and service is great, too. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and you will enjoy your knowledge visit about fireplace inserts when you stop by. The staff is friendly. They're knowledgeable. The prices are good. The selection is excellent. They carry not only Enviro, but Regency and other top brands. And I also want you to check out while you're there the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or secondary alternative or alternative heat source if you like. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready. hopefully, for the coming chilly weather. And it got chilly this week overnight, for sure. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's the exit. Get off Evans Avenue, stay right, immediate right turn onto Drummer Drive, and Backyard Billy's is right there. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way
the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law allows. Roscoe P. Coltrane. right, let's see. Who's our first caller up on the list? That'd be Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Good morning. And Chris, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Good hearing you too, Clay. How things been?
I'm doing on his buck.
And, thank you.
And tell you, I'm happy to hear Robin is doing better.
Yep.
Give her my love.
We'll do it.
And had to get in on the drawing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I was enjoying hearing about the hunting because I haven't been deer hunting since the late '80s, I guess.
Right.
So it's been a while, and I kind of miss it. I miss having the venison, definitely.
Sure. Sure. Well, Chris got all his cuts done. We got that deer cooled down overnight last night. It's in the truck. You know, opened up the cavity a little bit, let it cool out, and we're going to take that one up to the butcher shop today. I'm gonna invest in some of the specialty meats that Chris was talking about. You know,
Clay, so, you've got to get back into it.
Yeah,
you just do. Even if all you do is just go out there and sit and just watch nature just open up, it's beautiful.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm from the Eastern Shore. I'm from Hurlock.
Okay.
Down the road from Allen.
But, yeah.
I just haven't. I'm not really able to anymore. I can't do all the hiking and everything. I wish I could.
Got it.
But I'm getting old here.
We hear you. Well, it's sneaking up on all of us, I can tell you that.
So, well, then just get out and sit out and just watch everything.
That's great. I mean, where I live now in Owings Mills, I've got woods around me and tons of deer and foxes and rabbits and a couple of coyotes.
Well, then you're close to it. That's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good deal. So, all right, man.
Nice to talk to y'all.
Nice talking to you,
Clay. Have a good one.
All right, take care.
See you, buddy.
You too, Alan. Bye.
Bye, bye. John in Ellicott City. Good morning, John.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good, thanks. Nice to hear your voice, Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you.
I really don't have a whole lot. I haven't talked to you in a while, but my wife and I were sitting there listening and enjoying the story you and Chris were telling. And at the end, you said, well, I guess there's no callers here. And I looked over and I said, darn it, I'm going to call them up and make them do some work here.
Well, that's good.
Make us earn our pay, huh?
Good.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yes.
I could relate to what Clay said. Now the arthritis gets to me.
But, yeah.
You know, my wife looked at me about a month or month and a half ago. I was having a kind of arthritis acting up, and she said, are you going to be able to hunt? I'm going to be able to hunt. I got a couple young guys can help me.
There you go.
That's right. Well, I complimented Chris. I complimented Chris. What day was that? Yesterday we were talking to our friends up there in Cecil County, and I just gave you the ultimate compliment that you are one of the greatest deer cart pullers or pushers I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chris helped with the deer last year, get him out through some thick stuff on the cart, and you know. But
this one was quite the challenge.
Yeah, we dragged this one.
Yeah, but this one was a challenge. Last year, it was a little bit easier. This one, yeah.
Yeah. He was
between being big, but the terrain.
Yeah, the terrain. Yeah, and I don't know if the cart would have helped us that much.
No,
So, I know one thing. I'm going to invest in some different rope.
Okay.
You know, like a climbing rope?
Yes. Get some nice paracord.
Yeah, that'll work. Because the rope we have is flat. Strong as all can be, but it's hard on the hands. So
yeah, it's hard to get a grip.
But we'll work that out. We could tie some knots in. That's what I used to do, tie knots in a drag rope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you know, on the serious side of this, it's part of the joy of hunting for me is the people I associate with.
Correct.
And years ago, there was an old timer, and he just loved to get there. We were always scared of him getting into a tree stand, but
right.
He just ached to get there, so I made sure he got there.
Sure.
And now that I'm the way he was, the younger ones, they just do. You do it because it's the right thing to do to help.
That's correct. That's correct.
So these younger guys are taking care of the older ones,
right?
Like me now, and you know, hopefully we'll still be able to hunt in 50 years.
Right.
And somebody will be there to help them.
That's right. You got that.
I mean,
right.
I remember when Chris didn't hunt, right?
That's right, and it was not that long ago.
Yeah, he was telling about the hunter safety and what have you. Delightful stories.
Yep.
At any rate, I just wanted to touch base. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And, again, congratulations, Chris. And
thank you very much, John.
I know you probably got people lined up.
We
but,
do.
Give Robin my best, please.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay. You guys right. Have a good one now.
Appreciate nice talking you. With you. Take care, John.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who's on the line. Richard in Kingsville. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you? And how you doing?
We're doing good.
Okay. I was just calling to enter into the muzzle loader contest.
You are in sir.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And speaking about Dukes of Hazzard, you play the music.
Yeah.
He liked them ribs. What was it? Little short man.
Boss Hogg?
Hulk.
Yeah.
He liked them ribs.
He did. Yep.
He did, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about it.
There's a parody out that is absolutely hilarious.
I know. I saw it.
You saw it? Okay. All right.
You saw it. That politician?
Yeah, there's politicians on it. Yep. So,
yeah,
absolutely hilarious. If you ever watched Dukes of Hazzard when you were younger, man, this one just hits your funny bone pretty good. So,
yeah,
all right, man. Appreciate the call. Thanks for getting in the contest. Good luck. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, bye-bye. Sir.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
All right.
410-922-6680 to enter the contest.
Well, that was nice. We're gonna ask Joe in Whitman to hang on for a short commercial break, and we do want to talk to you, Joe, so hang in there, buddy. Appreciate that. Time for me. Do you want to read Spurrier's Tire, or you want me to read it?
You can go ahead and read it.
All right. Well,
because you're over there and I'm over here.
I know. So, morning, Brett. We're talking about you. Excellent service at Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 here in Easton, within walking distance of here. It's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done without question. Anytime you go by, you'll see any number of local business trucks in there. You'll see big, giant triaxle dump trucks. You'll see people that have boat trailers or landscape trailers.
If it's on wheels, they can serve.
Yeah, exactly right. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and others. Whatever fits your car, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors. And you know what? They have a farm service division where they go out to the farms in their trucks and take care of those big, giant equipment tires on not only tractors, but all the machinery that you see driving up and down the highways here on the Eastern Shore, picking corn and getting ready to pick soybeans and all that stuff. If you need a tire, you're a farmer and you need a tire, call Spurrier's Tire Service. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair on the spot, full service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and more is kept. I mean, brakes and, you know, they'll do all that stuff. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrierstire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a good firearm for deer hunting in a rifle county, you might want to consider the X-Bolt Hunter. The X-Bolt Hunter is based on the X-Bolt frame. Everything's the same as the X-Bolt Medallion, just not as high gloss. It's a bolt-action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel, an action detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. It's a workhorse. Comes in all calibers, all standard, magnum, and short magnum calibers. The X-Bolt Medallion, that's the gun that, you know, we grew up with. The gloss finish walnut stock, the rosewood cap on the forend, and the grip cap, polished and engraved blue stainless steel receiver, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger, the X-Bolt Medallion, the beauty, and the X-Bolt Hunter, the beast. So think about those two high-powered rifles when you visit Clyde Sport Shop. Now, if you're just a target shooter, you want to shoot a .22, maybe you like looking for a good squirrel rifle, beautiful walnut stock, straight comb, fine checkering, blued sling studs. Nice looking rimfire rifle. Comes in .22 and I think .17. The T-Bolt Sporter. Take a look at that at Clyde Sport Shop. All Brownings, all from your full-line Browning dealer. Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227 Halethorpe, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. Been around since 1957. Website? All brand new, all up to date, ClydeSportShop.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, Clyde Sport Shop is open 7 days a week, 242-6108. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties. Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumati products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop a foul and you can't make them run, for when them old boys raise on shotgun. We say grace, we say man, if you ain't in the south, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
There you go. Country boy can survive. I know Ken up there in Carroll County can survive because he has a pen. An electric pen, a battery-operated pen. I guess you can see when you write.
I guess.
Yeah, Battery Warehouse had a battery for it. He went to Battery Warehouse in Eldersburg. Oh, man. And I don't know, buddy, if I can identify those guns, but I can get somebody that can for you. He sent me a picture of a couple of military guns. I don't know if they're Carcanos or French or whatever they are. But we got a lot of callers on the line. So we got Joe in Whitman. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. Good morning, sir.
Morning, bud. What's going on?
Chris, hey. Nice to hear you in there this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I'm calling in to get into your contest, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, just sitting here anxiously awaiting my son to come in from the other side. We're going to go out and do a little fishing this morning.
Good. Did you see the Young of the Year number come out yesterday?
No, sir.
Rockfish Young of the Year, sixth year in a row, below the 11, whatever that is, the number 11 average of 2.
Wow.
2.
Wow.
Yep, 6 years in a row.
Wow.
So
we've been doing a lot of fishing the last 2 weeks between the blowing of the wind and
just
lack. We've been doing a lot of fishing, but not a lot of catching.
Uh-huh. Yep, I hear you.
We got into some sea bass, which was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. I've caught a sea bass in the bay. I've caught flounder in the bay. Has anybody caught an oyster toad lately? Are they still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know they're edible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll bring them by for you.
No, I'm good. I don't want to look at them or clean them. I don't want to touch them, but... You know.
No.
All right. Are you catching any catfish out there? You ought to focus on those catfish to help the bay.
Yeah, we have a little bit, but not in the right areas. We haven't targeted them yet.
Yeah, I got you. So,
but so my son's driving down, and shout out to Henry. Get on down here.
Hurry up, Henry. All right, Joe. Hey, buddy. Thanks for the call. You're in the. What's that?
Put in something real.
Sure.
Tillman Island. Fire department.
Yeah,
they're having their Tillman Day today.
Okay,
and people ought to come on down. It's a really good time.
It is, no question.
And God bless those guys. They sent one of their fire trucks down to Tennessee or somewhere down there. So,
oh, God bless them. That's
donated.
Great.
So, yeah. So anyway,
all right. Thanks, Joe.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Right, you too.
Thank
buddy.
You, Joe. Take care.
Bye bye. Chris in Sykesville. Good morning, Chris.
Chris?
Hello, Chris. Ed in Queenstown. Okay, good morning, Ed. How are you?
Much better than last Saturday when I called and you gave me some good advice because my brother and sister-in-law were heading down to Vero Beach and I was worried about what they were going to find.
Right.
Had a couple of tiles on the roof that were cracked, but their landscape and all the trees and everything else, that tornado did a real job on them.
I'm sure, yeah.
I just wanted to thank you for that. It put my mind at ease, and I actually stayed on long enough to hear you had a 1895 M Marlin. And I got one of those, too. And I wanted to pass this along, that FTX that Hornady makes.
Yeah.
They only make it in March. So when they ship it over to Midway, you got to get over there real fast and get it or put your name on a wish list. So.
Okay. That sounds good. Now that is for what? What caliber?
Oh, the 450 Marlin.
Okay. So you can. It's still available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little on the pricey side.
Uh-huh.
I put a limb saver on it, and some of my buddies said, well, won't come up as fast because the whatever that limb saver is made out is going to catch on your clothes. And I was a little smarter than the average bear, and I just put a little Armor All on it and wipe it down good, and it slides real nice up into your shoulder.
That's good. That's good. So you mind the recoil on it is what you're telling me?
No. No.
No? Okay. Well, that's good.
And I try to sight it in the summertime, and I'm not wearing a T-shirt, but I'm wearing a a lighter shirt, so
yeah.
I don't have any problem at all with bruising.
Well, that's good.
I think any of those Packmire's, Decelerator, and whatever would work too. So.
They do. Yep.
In the meantime, good. I hope your wife gets back on the line.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
You're pretty boring by yourself.
Yeah, pretty boring. Well, I'm not alone today. I got Chris here.
Okay. Also, I've been doing business with Backyard Billies for 23 years, and the nice thing about that outfit is, one, they're friendly, and two, they fix what they sell.
Exactly.
So, thank you for everything.
Hey, thank you, Ed, for the nice recommendation. We appreciate that. Thank you. Richard in Baltimore. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on? Good.
All right. I got a little story. About
okay.
A month ago, I don't live too far from Lake Rowland. And,
right.
I go there just any time of the day, just to cast. You know, the Zen of casting is how I think of it. And I go out there about a month ago, and there's an older couple at the closed end of this platform.
Right.
They've been fishing for a couple of hours. There's about 30 feet of space, and then there's a 10 feet of space with an open end. So it's just a deck over the water.
Okay.
And my fourth cast, I catch a bass.
Okay.
About a one-pounder. They'd been there 2 hours without a nibble.
I
was maybe 15 feet away from them.
Okay.
I go back to the same spot about 3 weeks later, and there's people magnet fishing there.
Okay.
And they're throwing this huge magnet, you know, 40 feet out. And I went to they were at the closed end. I went to the open end. And I was there maybe 40 minutes and decided to go. And I'm packing up and casting a few more times. And they're packing up. And I get a snag. And I'm pulling and trying to get. And finally, it kind of sucks loose out of the mud or something.
Right.
I pull it up. It's a plastic mesh minnow trap.
Okay.
In prime condition.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Look, was right where these people had been magnet fishing, but because it was mostly plastic.
Plastic, they didn't hook it, yeah.
Yeah, and I hooked it on my lure and was able to bring it in and
Good.
Almost new minnow trap.
That's a great story. Hey, man, we appreciate that. We have a lot of things to do, so. I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you got in the contest. Good luck to you.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Okay. Aaron, do we have anybody else here before the break? Yes. Joe and Caton's. All right. Good morning, Joe. How are you? Hello, Joe. I guess he couldn't hold on. You got to talk to me if you want in the contest. Is that Joe? Good morning. All right, that sounds good. Well, let's keep going here. Backyard Billies. We've got to talk about our friends at Backyard Billies. Listen, they are the finest supplier, in my opinion, on the East Coast of fireplace inserts, gas, electric, wood, and pellet. They also have a great lineup a lot of different brands of wood stoves, including the old classic-looking Potbelly, you know, if you mm-hmm. want to put one in your garage or something, kind of a man cave, retro-looking deal.
There you go.
You've got that. They've got the modern-looking Cubist style that are beautiful. And they've got all kinds of pellet and wood stoves, freestanding pellet and wood stoves if you need one of those. They sell the pellets, too, by the pellet bag or by the pallet of pellets if you want. The inserts are great. You know, we've got one here. It's remote control. You can't ask for anything better. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has the service. They have the friendly attitude when you go in to look at something. They have the knowledge, product knowledge of all their products, and they have the great prices. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop by the showroom soon. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be ready. They'll get you ready. They'll do their best to get you ready before it gets really cold. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies. That's the fireplace. One more time for Clyde Sports Shop. Are you a shotgun sports shooter? Well, if you're a trap specific kind of guy that you like to shoot trap, BT99. The BT99 is available from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop. If you like the over and under, the feel of an over and under, the Satori models, the CTX, the White Lightning, and others, the field model as well, are great for sporting clays competition or just shooting. I went to the COPS event down at Delmarva Sporting Clays the other day. And every little cart had, I think, at least one Satori on there, so it's the preferred model. It's got perfect over and under shotgun for pheasant, other upland game, sporting clays. Steel receiver has a durable silver nitride finish with intricate engraving. This is the White Lightning. Polished blued barrels, oil finish grade 3/4 walnut, extended black band in Vector Plus choke tubes, a new 3-inch chamber in 28 gauge. Thought we'd mention that. Clyde's is your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Sign on the beltway says Lansdowne. Everybody says Halethorpe. I'm sorry to belabor that point. They've been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. ClydesSportShop.com is the website, open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, accessories, your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spin-off. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, our caller, last caller of the day is Kate in Dundalk. Morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Chris. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good morning, Kate.
What's going on?
We're running. To get in the contest.
Okay.
Well, you're in.
You're in. Thank you very much. Anything else?
I'll call back next week.
You do that. That'd be great. Love to hear from you.
Thanks, Kate.
Good luck to you. Next week is the drawing, folks, so next week will be the time to call. All right. There's the music. Thanks, Kate. Chris, thank you this morning for joining me.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, indeed. Aaron, thank you for the excellent work and the good timing and fielding all the calls.
Thank you, Aaron.
Indeed. And now, folks, it's time to say get out, stay safe. If you're duck hunting, muzzleloader hunting today, or just hunting a local restaurant, be safe out there. Remember, your family's the most important thing in your life. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.